Rule one, savor the food. Stop eating cues. My son Kyle is my absolute pride and joy, and he eats like a true thin eater. At 6 years old, he eats smarter than most adults because he doesn't eat any more than it takes for him to be full. His sense of satiety is very strong. Satiety is the feeling of being satisfied. To help yourself recognize when you're satisfied and not overeat, you need to develop, quote, stop eating cues. It's like training a dog to go potty. I got a new puppy, Coco, and we had trouble potty training her at first. I discovered bell training, and it worked really well. Basically, you ring a bell every time you take her outside to go potty. If you keep doing this, eventually your dog will ring the bell herself when she's ready to go. Ringing the bell is her go potty cue, so you can develop stop eating cues for yourself. Since I have trouble knowing when to stop eating, I have ways to signal my body that it's time to call it quits. Give these a try. 1. Chew a piece of gum. 2. Brush your teeth. 3. Have a cup of tea or coffee. 4. Flee the scene of the food. Coffee is a good way to end your meal, but you have to be careful because it can have a lot of sugar in it. A coffee from one of the popular coffee shops can have 48 grams of sugar. I make my coffee with cream and a little bit of sugar, no sugar or sugar-free flavorings. The best thing you can do to help you decide to stop eating is eat what you want. Savoring your food is easier when you're eating what you really want to eat. I used to consider taking what I thought was an easy route to lose weight, having surgery or doing a fad diet, but I realized that the true solution was to eat real food and never deprive myself. In order to do that, I have to savor my food. Looking back, I'm shocked at how often I used to eat without even thinking about whether I was actually hungry or not. I ate based on how much food was on my plate. No matter how much food filled the plate, I always ate it all. So I realized that the problem wasn't with the food itself. Thin eaters eat any kind of food they want and don't deprive themselves. I also notice how slowly some thin eaters eat. It can take up to 45 minutes for them to eat their food, while it's not hard for me to finish in 2 minutes. When you eat slower, you taste and savor the food. There's a trick to help you eat slower called one food at a time. I want us to try this experiment together. Go get a plate and put 4 different chips on a plate. For example, veggie chips, tortilla chips, sour cream and onion chips, nacho cheese chips. Begin to eat the chips and watch what you do. If you take a bite of each chip, one right after the other, they'll all start to taste the same. If you eat them separately, they'll all taste different. And you can decide which ones you really want to eat. Eating one food at a time lets you savor it, and it helps you with portion control. Pretend that for dinner, you have a steak, peas, and broccoli. Try eating as much steak as you want, and don't touch anything else. Once you eat as much as you want, move on to the peas. After that, eat the broccoli. Instead of switching back and forth, you eat one food at a time. If you do this, you'll only eat what you want and stop when you're full. If you attack everything on the plate, you'll eat more than you need. I personally love chocolate mousse. Since I particularly like the whipped cream, all I do is take a little whipped cream and a little bit of the mousse and just skim the top of it. I use a fork and just take razor-thin slices. I'm savoring it. The goal is to savor your food and not deprive yourself of it. If you're going to eat M&Ms, then take one M&M. Put it in your mouth and savor it one at a time. Really enjoy the taste. See, you're not depriving yourself. Don't rip the bag open and dump the whole thing in your mouth. Take your time and enjoy it. Your fixed weight point. If you currently weigh 180 pounds, but you want to be at 140, then you have to eat the amount of food a 140-pound person would eat. The best way to do that is to savor your food. Eat only part of the full plate that you used to eat. As you chew slowly and eat smaller amounts, you're going to change your portion size to match your new fixed weight point.